98.1 KZE, Steve Forbert off his latest collection, Daylight Savings Time. And joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Steve Forbert. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty fantastic. And you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Glad to be talking to you.
Yeah, it's glad to hear your voice. So, you got a show coming up with the Steve Forbert Trio. Who are the other two guys?
Rob Cloris on keys and Todd Lanka on upright bass.
Oh, cool. And now, Rob was with you when you did a parlor session for us, so a couple months back, and we had a great time. And, well, he has a great touch on the keys, so that should be a lot of fun. And how long have you been playing as a trio?
Well, we play as a trio in the really in the New Jersey area, but we will range as a trio, obviously, as far up as Beacon for Sunday.
Mm, yeah.
So it's most often a duo because it's economics, Rick, and
yeah.
It's hard to take the trio and a big old upright bass on the plane to say Chicago.
Mm.
But whenever we can, logistically, we bring the upright bass, and that once again, that's Todd Lanka. He's been playing with me in various, bands that we've had through the last, I don't know, 5 years, time's flying, six
wow.
years.
Wow. So you, Todd, and Rob, do you ever miss a drummer?
Well, you see, sometimes we do have a drummer, but that's only for really close and, same situation. We played with a drummer at a place called the Jersey Shore Arts Center not too long ago.
Mm.
I think it was October 19.
Mm.
So sometimes that happens, and we might bring the drummer out for some shows in your area one of these days.
Mm.
And, of course, that's a good thing, but I love the trio because it's very flexible.
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of the spaces get filled in with piano and bass. You get the low end along with your guitar and vocals, of course, and harmonica. So that must be a real treat for you as well, because you can hear the other parts that you don't have to, comp on your guitar yourself, which is cool, which frees you up. And that's great.
Yeah, it frees me up. It frees me up, and I like both of these guys, Rob and Todd. And like I say, we've done a lot of shows together, so I can go anywhere I want to with this and play songs from the full 40 years.
Mm. Yeah, and when Rob hits those opening notes of Romeo's Tune, I have to say the hair on the back of my neck stands up. It's a song and a feel that I've grown up with and enjoyed my whole life. And being able to talk with you and to hear you and see you perform is still a treat after all the years. And it seems to me, Steve, and I don't know what you think, but it seems that as you mature, and as we all do, you just get better with time, kind of like a fine wine.
Well, thank you. You hear a lot of shows, Rick, so I appreciate hearing that from you.
Yeah, well, it's true, Steve. And I've enjoyed your music through all your different stage appearances and different, from solo to a full band. And every time you put out amazing energy, your storytelling is always charming. Your songs are charming, and when it's all together, the only thing I can do is beam from ear to ear. So thanks, Steve.
Well, you're totally welcome. This is all music to my ears.
Mm. So you got the book, you got your latest album, Daylight Savings Time, is out. What's coming up in the future with Steve Forbert?
Well, we're going to try to put a little more energy into Americana Radio for the rest of the year with a remix of a song on the album called Pour a Little Glitter on It, Baby.
Mm.
And I've got a lot of live shows coming up. I'm going to New England soon for Natick, Massachusetts, Rockport, Massachusetts. And, hey, Beacon, New York, this Sunday, show at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. At the Town Crier in Beacon, 7 o'clock show. It's the Steve Forbert Trio. And do you have any, like, new tunes you haven't recorded yet that you may break out?
No, I won't break out any new ones that I haven't recorded. Though I'm working slowly on these songs, and honestly, we're still learning one by one the songs on Daylight Savings Time to play live. So
yeah.
I won't be teaching the guys anything brand new. I'll let those simmer with me for a while, and I'll probably want to demo them first and stuff like that. Just take them through a process and see if they're really finished and I'm happy with them.
Mm. Well, that's kind of cool, and it's really interesting hearing that process that you have. I know a lot of artists like to write a song, show it to the band, and then play it the next day and just get it out and just start working on it in front of a live audience. But it could change many times before it gets recorded. So I think that's cool that you actually let them simmer and let them cook and finally be done. And then you can serve them.
Right, and then of course they may change again when we record them. Then when we play them for a live audience, we may find finally that they need to be a key higher, or you know how it goes. A lot of times the songs get a little bit faster for the live show, but I don't take brand new things and showcase them anymore because I'm nervous. People have cell phones and they film things, that's fine. They film the shows, and they film quite a few things at the show and the songs, but I'm hesitant to put out something I'm not even sure about and play it.
Yeah.
So it's later that I bring out the brand new songs.
Mm. Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for clarifying that, because it's interesting to hear how artists present their music, and it's nice to know that when Steve Forbert presents a song, in your eyes, it's ready to be unveiled and presented. So it's done then at that point. Like an artist working on a painting will change things, change colors, change shapes and everything. And then at some point they say, I'm done. And they don't touch
right.
it anymore.
Yeah, of course, it's always subject to change. And when I think it's done, I'm often fine, like, nope, not good enough, or no, that's not right, or it needs a last verse, another verse, or who knows what. But at least I want to think that it's really done and then go from there.
Mm. Do you spend your time driving in the car listening to music?
I listen to some music. I certainly do. There's an album by Eric Clapton that has a few really good things on it. It's not the new one, which I think is called Meanwhile. You would know that.
Mm.
But no, it's an album just called Clapton. And it's came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that that there's some things on there, including a version of Autumn Leaves, which, believe it or not, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's one of the best versions of that old standard I've ever heard. It's by Eric Clapton.
Do you listen to the radio when you're out on the road?
I listen to some, honestly, I listen to some of the digital radio. I do. I've been going along, and I listen to the, you guessed it, classic rock and some of the 60s things and 70s things. And, of course, I like the outlaw country thing. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
I don't know Sirius XM. And when I'm in your area, I can listen to you.
Well, we love that, Steve. And it's always a pleasure playing your music. Do you ever hear yourself while you're driving around, and then are you happy, or do you turn it off?
Oh, no, I'm totally happy. I was happy just to hear you just now play Sound Existence from Daylight Savings Time.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
That's a great song, and I find myself living a lot of the lyrics.
Okay.
Which is cool. You know, whenever somebody else writes a song and you could put yourself in the place, it's a good feeling. And I feel connected to the song in one way or another, or knowing that I could look at people in their Sound Existence and either be jealous or appreciate their existence one way or the other.
Well, it's a real good thing to have some security later in life. Mm. The song is about someone older than me. I don't think of myself really as being in my golden years, Rick, yet.
Good.
But that's just the song that's the description that came out of a person I was describing. Mm. And, you know, I'm glad that, well, it's a good thing if you can relate to it at all, and that's what a song's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Entertain you, yes, and hopefully you can relate to it beyond just entertainment.
Well, that's what makes you want to listen to it again.
Okay. Well, thanks for playing it. Thanks for playing Sound Existence.
It's a great tune. Daylight Savings Time is a great new album, so folks, if you haven't heard it or picked it up, do yourself a favor and get it. And the Steve Forbert Trio is playing this Sunday at the Town Crier in Beacon. It's a 7 o'clock show, which is a great early start, wraps up early enough that you can get to work with no problem the next day. So don't have any excuse not to be at the Town Crier this Sunday to see the Steve Forbert Trio. It's going to be a great experience as well as a great concert. So thank you, Steve, for taking the time and talking with us this morning. And it's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks for your time, Rick. Good to hear you.
All right. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, I'll see you then.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Once again, our guest, Steve Forbert. Town Crier, Sunday, 7 o'clock, towncrier.com for further information.